The Church Media Podcast, episode number 26, Graphic Design Trends with Chad Collins. Let's do it.
Hey there. Welcome to the Church Media Podcast.
The definitive podcast for creating dynamic experiences and building solid production teams at your church.
Video, audio, lighting, stage design, volunteer culture, and more.
You can find the show notes for this episode at 1230media.com/podcast.
And now, broadcasting from the heart of the South, here's your host, Church Media Coach Carl Barnhill.
Welcome to episode number 26, everybody, of the Church Media Podcast. I'm Carl Barnhill, your host. This is the definitive podcast for helping you create dynamic experiences and build solid media production teams at your church. Remember, you can find tons of free content from this episode, including show notes, a transcript, and more, all on our website at 1230media.com/podcast. In this episode, I welcome back my friend Chad Collins from LifePoint Church in Nashville. LifePoint has 5 campuses across the country and around the world. 3 campuses across Smyrna and Murfreesboro, Tennessee, 1 campus in Brussels, Belgium, and 1 in Bangkok, Thailand. Chad serves as graphic designer and production lead and is one of the mastermind creatives behind some very innovative stuff that LifePoint is doing. Chadster, welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, man. Thanks, dude. It's great to be here.
Now, in this episode, I want to chat with you about graphic design, your expertise, and some trends in the graphic design world today. Now, we're going to talk about some things to do and some things not to do when it comes to designing your project. So let's start with what not to do. You have 5 things in the design world that we should just stay away from. Let's dive in. What you got?
Yeah. So these are kind of like my 5 philosophies and 5 things that we really try to teach to our interns here at the church. And not just our interns, but our volunteers and anybody who is a part of our creative community. And the first one is this, is don't make Jesus look bad. And what I mean by that is, so many churches place emphasis on the sermon, right? Our words, the things that get spoken on a Sunday morning. But sometimes we do a poor job of making that consistent through all the other avenues that churches have at their fingertips. So preach with your art. Do you think Jesus made bad chairs? We live in a visual world, not necessarily an auditory one. And people really, really grab things through images. So when you're designing, remember, pursue excellence. Think through, is this the very, very best that I can do in my design? So that's my first one. Should I keep going?
Yeah, please. Number 2.
Perfect. Number 2 is this, and I always say this, is what's the king of your image? Don't distract from the king. That's my second don't, is don't distract from the king of your image. And what that means is every image, when you're looking at something, your eyes go somewhere. As you're designing, whether maybe it's a specific person in a picture, maybe it's a date and a time, maybe it's an event, whatever it is, maybe it's your sermon title, whatever it is, don't distract from that. I call that the king. And so I always tell my interns, man, don't distract from the king. What is it? And let the king be the hero. Let that be the hero of your image. Is always what I say. So there's a lot of things you can do that will distract from the king. You can overcomplicate things, and I'll get more into that a little bit. The third thing is this. Sully and I were talking today kind of about some of this stuff, and he and I were talking, and he said, man, don't use the wrong tool. And I agree. Don't use the wrong tool. A lot of, as a carpenter, you wouldn't go and try to build a chair with a nail file, right? you would have the proper tools for that. And the same thing goes with designers. You think a lot of times, and maybe you're part of a church that has a limited budget, or whatever it is. Maybe you don't have the resources that you'd like to have. I get that. I understand that. There's also ways for you to get the resources that are very cheap. And I think, too, it's just a matter of getting your church and your pastor to really understand the importance of these things. And I think Adobe does this thing now where you can just pay per month, even per year. Maybe raise the money yourself. Figure out some ways. Get creative with it. And then you can make some money to pay for these tools. Because one of the things, when I first started designing, I used Photoshop, like the only thing I ever used. And I was so scared of Illustrator. I was scared of InDesign. I was scared of all these things. Well, what ends up happening is if you use Photoshop for everything, there are things that aren't going to look good and things that won't work for. You can't design great t-shirts using Photoshop because sometimes it gets pixelated, or you need it in vector format or whatever. Different printers accept different files. And so you can't do exactly everything that you need to do to provide and make the best, best project or whatever you're doing. So don't use the wrong tool. If you're building a church bulletin, don't do it in Photoshop. Build it in InDesign. It's a lot easier. You'll save time and save tons of headaches. The fourth thing that I have is don't just take other churches' graphics. Being a part of a church that's a little larger in things, sometimes we see that. And also our heart for our church is we want to see people, other churches, we want to resource to them. But our heart isn't just to give content away. Our heart is also to resource them through knowledge and through connections and networking. So as you're designing for your church, if you see churches that you think produce great content, man, try contact them, getting connections, build your connections, build your network. That's going to go a long way in helping your church out, because what it does is, one, it unifies the global church, and two, it allows for you to have more resources in the future. You're not, waiting around trying to just grab the next thing that they put out. Maybe you can actually have conversations and say, hey, what other kind of stuff do you have that you guys might be able to give us, or whatever. And, dude, most churches are willing to help other places out. And I think it's just a matter of, reaching out to them. And that's kind of the process we want to see other churches, go about. And we want to help them through that. My last don't is this. And this plays out in a lot of ways. Don't be a one-trick pony. A lot of designers know only how to design a specific style. They get comfortable in it. Just like musicians, they only know how to play, power chords. Well, what about finger picking? What about these different things? Same thing goes for designers. Maybe you're not so good with hand-drawn kind of stuff. That's me. I'm not the best at hand-drawn stuff. Soli, our other designer and communications guy, is really good at that. So he and I team up together in that. But also, I try to teach myself. I use things online, like Lynda, right, or Skillshare, to try to teach myself different ways and grow in what I'm doing, so that I'm not just a one-trick pony. A lot of people around the church are like, did you design that, Chad? Because I'm really good with geometric kind of stuff. And they can always tell when it is. And then when there's things that isn't, they're like, oh, you did that? Wow. And that's good. That means you're growing. And that's also going to help your church out, because it's going to allow you to appeal to a broader audience and allow you to create stuff that's not just going to just be appealing to only specific people, but it might be more appealing to the older generations or the younger or whatever it is. So make sure you are learning different styles. Don't be a one-trick pony. So those are my don'ts.
Awesome. All right. So when we come back, Chad's going to give us 5 things to do in graphic design. We'll be right back.
To sponsor an episode of the Church Media Podcast, visit 1230media.com/advertise. We'll make you sound totally awesome.
I have a club, huh?
Whoa, they had weapons in here?
You ever hear the story of Joshua? It involves spies and espionage and pretty girls. Welcome, everyone, to our first Bible Club meeting.
I object to public resources being used to promote religious clubs.
I want this away from my son, understand?
I think religion has its place.
And where would that be?
In private.
We're just different what we believe in.
I mean, is that such a big deal?
Victor!
I don't want you seeing her anymore.
Legally, I can't stop you, but I'm asking you to reconsider.
If the school board allows other clubs to use its facilities, then it has to allow ours. I've never seen anything like this.
We're not gonna give up. Mom wouldn't want that.
You sound just like her.
Think of yourself as David going up against Goliath.
Any one faith should never be part of the curriculum of a public school. That should never be mandatory. But a separation of church and state was never intended to be a separation from God.
It was intended to prevent our government from ever deciding for us what we choose to believe.
You can do it, Dad. You're strong.
I'm trying.
And don't forget your slingshot.
God's Club, starring Stephen Baldwin, coming to DVD and digital HD March 1st. Available on Amazon and wherever movies are sold.
Broadcasting from the Deep South, here's your host, Carl Barnhill.
Welcome back. I'm talking with my friend Chad Collins about graphic design trends. Before the break, we looked at some things not to do in this segment. Let's look and talk about trends we should be implementing into our designs. Chad, you got five things. Hit us.
Yeah. So first one this isn't necessarily a trend, although it could be a trend. Actually, it is a trend. It's actually going to kind of go against something that I said don't do, which is don't just take other churches' graphics. Now, this is, I'm going to say do this. Steal like an artist. And what I mean by that, there's that great quote that says good artists copy, great artists steal, right? And whether it's Steve Jobs or Igor Stravinsky, whoever the heck said that, here's what you do to steal like an artist. You draw inspiration. Find things that you like. Find different styles. Maybe it's a low-poly design. That's something that's very popular right now, is low-poly graphic design. It's very geometrical and really, really cool. That's something that I really, really like. So there's a lot of times where I'll see something and I'll say, okay, man, how can I take this very same thing that I've seen and not steal it, not just copy it, but how can I make it even better? There's a lot of great resources, okay? Resource. You know, don't be afraid to use stock stuff.
Hey, okay? Let me stop you. While we're there, give me some of your inspirational sites, people. Give me some of your inspiration. Where do you go?
Yeah, so some of the great websites that I go to a lot of times are creativemarket.com, and that is awesome. There's so much great stuff on Creative Market. It's stuff you can buy that other great designers, people of good quality, have provided and sell. We have, a budget, and we pull some money from that and buy different things. They have these things called bundles that they'll do maybe every quarter or every season.
Sometimes monthly.
Yeah, sometimes monthly that they'll have. And usually I'll try to buy those bundles because it's like thousands of dollars worth of stuff that I can get for like $39 or $50 or something like that. So check that out. Creative Market's great. I also, for stuff that maybe I'm not buying, but I just need inspiration, I just need something to jolt my senses, I go to Designspiration. Designspiration, and there's some stuff on there that, man, you got to be careful with. But at the same time, there is so much good design work. These are some of the top designers in the world that are designing for companies like Coca-Cola, Nike, whatever, some photographers, tons of different things. And one of the cool things about Designspiration is that you can get on there and you can actually search by color. They have a whole color palette, and you can say, okay, I want these four colors. And maybe you're designing something for a kid's T-shirt, or you know, your kid's logo, or your kid's department's wanting something cool, but they want these colors in it. Well, get on there, check it out, look at what other people are doing with those colors. You can draw some inspiration from that. And so that's what I mean by stealing like an artist. It's finding things and seeing how you can make them better, and drawing inspiration from them. So that's my number one, along with kind of some of those key sites that I go to. There's a lot of other good sites, but really those are the top two that I'll always go to. My second do is this: design for the modern world. That means don't build a silo for your stuff as a church. I think a lot of times, specifically, I've seen within the Baptist convention, is churches really, really like to create their own content for their own people. That's not a bad thing. That's great. That's awesome. But I think in that sometimes allows for churches to lose effectiveness in pulling in other resources and other churches explored what they've explored. Maybe they've already done what they've done, or maybe they have some great pointers for them to do what they're doing. And so designing for the modern world, don't build a silo. Don't just keep all of your stuff and keep it to yourself. Also, to be modern, man, make your graphics available through multiple avenues. It's not just on a Sunday morning. Don't just think Sunday morning. Church isn't Sunday morning. Church is every day, 24/7, because the people, the body, they are the church. The building is just where we gather. And so social media, think social media, web, posters, shirts. Man, get creative in your designs. One of the things that we've seen and we've been able to do is take some of our coolest designs. We did this thing on our bulletin. We have a little slot on our bulletin that is reserved for what we call the takeaway. And it's kind of like the title of the sermon, if you will. It's the key thing that if somebody went and they only heard this little statement, what would they be able to tell us about what church was about that Sunday? That's the takeaway. Well, we design those out. We make them cool. We make them, you know, have different illustrations, different things that helps capture what happened Sunday morning and helps put it an image or a face or just a cool design to what has been said. And it's this little card on our bulletin that people can tear off and keep in their wallets. And it's really cool. I see people all the time have them in their car dashboards or hanging in their mirrors in their houses, you know, when I go over to visit or whatever. It's pretty cool. It's a cool way for your church to really start doing things differently and not just thinking Sunday, but thinking for the modern world, which is every day and 24/7. Your church members, their phones are their fingertips. Reach them there, you know. They can scroll through tons of different pictures of babies and food and stuff on Instagram, but when they see an image that has the takeaway or the quote of the Sunday on Instagram, then that gives them something to reflect back on during the week and really just brings church out into the modern world. My third thing is this: it's keep things simple and tell stories. Don't overcomplicate things. You know, a lot of the best stories that have ever been told are some of the most simple ones. In your trying to stay simple and tell stories, man, things don't always have to be super literal. You know, I look through sometimes, I might see some churches or whatever that have produced content for their sermon series. And a lot of times, it's very literal. You know, it's like, hey, this Sunday we're talking about stewardship. Well, what do we, you know, and it's a guy holding a piggy bank. You know, well, man, is stewardship, you know, you're communicating things even in the nonverbal things that you're designing. That picture, man, is stewardship really about a piggy bank, or is it really about the smashing of that piggy bank and giving it out to other people? You know
so
what I mean?
Good, man. Yep.
Don't always have to be so literal. Think of ways you can stretch your people and tell stories. You know, Jesus, some of the most amazing stories that were ever told were Jesus said, you know, the parables, right? And sometimes they were so, like, boggling of the mind of the people, of, you know, then, and they're just taken aback. You know, well, I've had some of those reactions where, you know, we've designed something for one of our series. Literally, it was a gold feather on a navy background, and it was cool. But at the same time, a lot of people were like, what does that even mean, you know? And it was for our Acts series, you know, it was called Expansion. And, you know, we were trying to think of it in a different way. You know, we want to go where the Spirit leads us, just like the feather goes where the wind takes it, you know? And so thinking different, you know, thinking outside the box, those things you need to implement into your design, into how you create at your church. My fourth one is, man, research. I kind of already said resource, but research. And that goes hand in hand. If you aren't looking up stuff, if you built this silo in your church and you are just sitting back and just kind of stuck in a creative rut, you're not going to be as influential as you could be. I try all the time to maybe watch new movies, listen to new music, find the new cool things. I'm 27 years old. I try to hang out a lot of times with people who are younger than me. And the reason why I do that is, one, it makes me feel better about myself, and two, two, also, they just know things. They know the cool new things that are out there. And the church isn't about being cool and being doing the new cool thing just to be cool and new. No, we are called to reach people through every avenue to sharing the gospel. And so if you can share the gospel via Snapchat, which is huge, and a lot of churches stay away from because there's negative connotations to it. But now Snapchat is one of the most major social platforms that you can share content through. You can literally tell awesome, amazing stories through Snapchat. So the importance of researching trends that are happening in design and replicating those. Some of those trends are these. There's a big, huge, it comes as a result of the hipster revolution is what I call it. Just kind of that handmade, hand-drawn, very vintagey kind of looking feel. And that's a great trend. And a lot of churches are starting to use that. And I love seeing that churches are trying to do new things. Don't just do what's cool because it's cool. Do what's cool because you want to reach people through things that appeal to others.
So good, man.
And so we're not about creating a hipster church. We're not about creating things just to have a shallow, you know, kind of home base, if you will. We're about creating something that is deep, rich, and welcomes other people in that may not even know about Jesus. You know, maybe they're a creative individual. My fifth thing is this: foster creative culture. And what I mean by that is this: I don't think we really truly build things. I think the Lord instills things in us. And so I always say foster it, because it's something that really, you if you look at foster parents, it's not, they don't, the child doesn't belong to them, but the child's been given to them as their care. And so your church has been given to you in your care. And you might just be a graphic designer. Maybe you're a pastor. Man, empower your graphic designers. Empower your creatives to be pastors. Empower them. If you are a graphic designer, if you're a creative, man, do what you do well. But also don't forget that it's not about your art. It's about the people. If it's just about what you're making, man, you're missing the point. I try, and sometimes it can be really stressful and sometimes frustrating because I can be so busy at creating things. And when that happens, I take a step back and I realize, man, I'm missing the point. I'm not called to be a designer and just to make things. I'm called to impact people. And so foster a creative culture. Some of the ways that you can do that is through, if maybe you got photographers in your church, hold a creative gathering, something where maybe it's once a month, maybe it's once every quarter. Start slow, start small, but start hanging out with other creatives and build a culture and a community there. A lot of times creatives aren't understood or they feel like they're not understood by others who aren't creative. So take it upon yourself to reach out to them and grow that community, because that community is going to help you have a fresh new approach in sharing the gospel with other people who don't know him. If you look at the world, this kind of is my summary. If you look at the world, we live in a visual world. Literally, people will watch a commercial and say, well, I'm not going to buy that because the commercial was stupid. Or they might see a cool poster and be like, man, that poster is super cool. I want to go see that movie, or I want to go to that store. Visual things, I think a lot of times people think those things are superficial and shallow. Well, they're only made to be that by the people who end up making them that. If there's no depth, if there's no meat, if there's no end goal that's greater, you're not salesmen of the gospel, man. You're called to make disciples. Salesmen just go and make a pitch, and then that's where it stops once the sales ended. We're called to make disciples, and you can make disciples through your art. You can make disciples through the things that you create. So foster a creative culture, and don't just look at cool new things and think, oh man, that's shallow or that's superficial. No, accept it, welcome it, embrace it, and maybe redeem it through Christ and through the Spirit that's in you. So those are the things that I would say do, the five things that I would say you need to do in order to implement in your design, in your creative culture at your church.
Dude, that is incredible. Thank you so much for sharing some things not to do, some things to do in the world of graphic design. Again, if you want to get all this content straight for you, check out the show notes for this episode. I'm going to be listing out these 10 things that Chad has gone over. You can get a PDF of all of this content that you can take back, share with your team, implement at your church and with your projects. You can go online to 1230media.com/podcast, click on episode number 26, and download that free PDF. Chad, you are the man. Thank you so much for joining me these last couple weeks on these episodes, man. Great insight into what you do and what LifePoint does. And, man, just so thankful to partner with you guys and to just see what you guys are doing for the kingdom. Thank you so much, dude.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me, brother.
Remember, you can grab a free PDF of everything that Chad talked about in this episode. You got five things to not do in graphic design and five things to do, some popular trends, not just things to do, but philosophies behind why to do certain things. It's all in a free PDF for you at 1230media.com/podcast. I want to thank you for joining me this week on the Church Media Podcast. We want to learn from guys like Chad and each other how to create experiences at our churches where people meet Jesus and take their next step with him. If you want more on this topic, remember you can get that free PDF along with the show notes and more, a transcript, and everything that you need for this episode at 1230media.com/podcast. Click on episode number 26 and get everything that you need to take back, share with your team, and use. I want to thank my producer for this episode, the legend, David Michael Hyde. David is a contemporary composer and music producer for film and digital media. David is working on composing scores for short films and features. The guy's amazing. If you have a project that needs a score, this is the guy to get. You can find him at davidmichaelhyde.com. Thanks again for joining me this week. Go out there, guys, and create some amazing experiences this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Church Media Podcast. Get the show notes for today's episode at 1230media.com/podcast. And be sure to rate and review this podcast in iTunes. For more free Church Media resources, visit 1230media.com. We'll see you right here next week for another episode of the Church Media Podcast.